a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Talk about making a whole heap of people work from stop working from home and going back to work, particularly in Melbourne CBD.
Yeah.
Government, corporate workforce. The one of the candidates for Lord Mayor, I guess he's running against Kuda. He's
Scooter
not
Kuda.
He's not.
Called him the other day.
He's not offering free coffees like Anthony Koutafidis is.
Which I don't understand how that's going to work, but anyway.
One of his policies to revitalise Melbourne's economy involves getting more people to come into the city safely and on time. And so essentially he just wants to make all the government crew that work there, the ones I guess that he can boss around,
yeah,
come in 4 days a week.
Well, you get more money, government crew, and you probably get 5 weeks annual leave, and you probably get maternity leave, and you probably get all these things. So you can drag your ass in every day.
Well, and if you work till 13 minutes past four instead of 10 minutes past four, which is your cutoff time, then you'll get those 3 minutes back in lieu, won't you?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. So that seems fair.
Well,
that
I mean,
seems fair.
And the trade-off is, you know, your whole job is red tape.
And
you
it's just, secure too.
Yeah.
AI's coming for it.
Oh, no, that's
you're
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. Yeah. You should be in the work.
And all you do is have to sort of just endure. And then you'll get a pay rise and a promotion. Oh, you're still here, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, we better bump you up a tier then.
Mm. And you know how, like, Christmas parties, you get, like, bonuses and that?
Mm.
That must be nice.
Mm.
Going to work.
Mm.
Get in there.
Get in there 4 days a week.
Because
at the moment, the 1 day a week you're doing from the office is not enough.
You know how you get that subsidised train pass too? And probably, like, a car park? There you go.
Yeah.
Going to work.
Yeah. We're literally paying for all your stuff. Anyway, so no, I say that I've got friends that work at the council here in Geelong. I've got friends that work for the ABS.
Mm, I've worked for the government before, so I can say that.
Mm, literally, hearing about all of their benefits at the ABS gives me IBS. Does gives me the shits.
No, we got it, Tom.
So, just but I know you hear all this about Melbourne, but we, as you know, we were at a ball there on Friday night, and Callie and I stayed in the city.
Oh, mate, you used to be one of us. Now you don't have a leg to stand on. Go on, yeah.
And then
I was at a ball in the city and I was staying in Melbourne. Continue.
Yeah, and then we got up and sort of checked out and then went for a walk to get a coffee before we drove back to Geelong.
Yeah, impossible.
We went, well, no, I Googled. The coffee wasn't amazing. It was $3.80 though.
Oh, shut out. Really?
Yeah, $3.80 for my coffee.
Damn.
For a large. Anyway, so I went for a walk. And it was nice. It was lovely walking around the city, you know, whether it's Geelong or Melbourne.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, you know, there's empty streets. And
all the ravers are just coming out too. So I love that.
You know, and you're skipping over vomit and whatever else. But it didn't seem particularly dying. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, but I think it's because you wouldn't know the difference. Like, you can tell the difference during the work week. Like, you're probably used to going to the city. When's the last time you worked in the city?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, right.
Years,
you
years,
know
years.
The I guarantee you the vibe is different now.
Yeah. Yeah,
during a Saturday morning, it's always been quiet and nice.
You're
and
right.
It's like whatever.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because people, but during the week, you don't want that vibe. You want busy. You want a bustling metropolis, mate.
Mm.
You know, that's what you want.
More bustle. You need more bustle.
But also, I can see how working from home must be absolutely delightful sometimes too. So, you know, I'm on the fence on. I don't care enough to have an opinion.
Well, we've just ticked over 4:13, guys. 4:14 now. Oh, God. Pay overtime and get that in lieu. Government.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We went to host the Friend in Me Gala Ball on Friday night at the Regent Ballroom in Melbourne on Collins Street there, the Regent Theatre. I had no idea. It has a ballroom underneath it.
Beautiful looking room. You've shown me some photos. Looks stunning. The night went really well.
Really, really well. They raised a heap of money.
You guys look so beautiful, Carly and you. Oh, my God. Honestly, mashallah. I saw the photos. I spat on them because I was like, just lovely. So beautiful. You really did.
Still doesn't feel like a nice thing, but when you, like, I know the meaning behind it. Mm. Anyway, so that was great. We stayed at a hotel. I don't know if I want to name it. It was a lovely hotel. Mm-hmm. It's not the one right next to it. Everybody else stayed at the one right next to it. Mm-hmm. We were like, we'll do our own thing.
Yeah, nice.
And we sort of stayed a block away from the Regent.
Great move.
And that was fine, right? So we got there on Friday afternoon, and I'd done my research with the car park. There was a car park across the road, but it was Friday night, Hooks, Bulldogs, so it was pretty chockers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After that, once we'd gotten there, I realised that I could have just driven up, but we still would have had to take the suitcases across the road and stuff.
That's no one wants to do that.
But you could have valet parked it too.
Could have valet parked it, $120.
Ooh.
Pardon?
$120 to have your car valet parked at this place. So we did. So I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No, okay, cool. So you, smarter option.
That is disgusting.
There's a car park underneath the hotel, but it's not owned by the hotel. I imagine it used to be, but they've sold it to a third party.
Yeah.
And so they have a flat rate for a Friday. Or Friday night, it's like $25.
Yeah.
And then a Saturday flat rate is $30. So yeah. I said to Carly, brilliant. I mean, $55 is a fair bit to pay for parking. But you know what? For convenience. And the fact that it is expensive means we probably won't have to fight for a park.
Mm.
And so anyway, rolled in there in the afternoon and because we had to be there a bit early, get ready, do sound checks, all that kind of stuff. So pulled in. And rolled into what I can only describe as a park big enough for a boat. It was magic. So I rolled in there. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Is this designed for, you know, those big trucks that, you know, people buy when they're compensating for something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the one, the kind of one you want, Lingy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
A ram, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. And so I ran downstairs to get a bottle of champers and some chips and stuff. And I'm walking, you know, there's like an IGA nearby and a bottle shop. And I'm walking past other car parks that, yes, again, are further away, less convenient. But it's like $10 flat rate, $10 flat rate. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, we could have saved a bit of coin. Who cares? It's all right. We only do this once.
Yeah.
We're going to lash out $55 for parking. So did that. And then sort of 10, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, we're checking out, not to come home. We had other stuff to do in the city, but we're checking out of the hotel and moving the car. And so we've gone downstairs. We've had a coffee, whatever, gone downstairs, got our ticket out, pulled it out of my pocket and put it in.
Yeah.
Guess how much? See if you can guess how much it cost me.
Well, it was 55, you said.
Yeah.
No.
$60.
Whatever it said on the website... we must have not ticked the box in some way, shape, or form.
Oh,
what are we talking?
I know, yeah.
19 hours we were there.
Oh, no.
$108.
$108?
$108.
Do you know what you would have done? Because on the weekend, you got to go in after five, just say, and leave pre-whatever. So you obviously got there too early or
on
left
the Friday. I think we got there too early on the Friday, so they charged us hourly rate across the board. Not from midnight. No flat rate from Saturday. Maybe it was a flat rate for the Saturday from midnight to whenever we checked out. But, yeah, $108. Carly looked at me. I was like, that's not 55.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, the valet option wasn't such a bad one.
Exactly right. Extra $12. I could have felt like a fancy pants.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was in the city overnight on Friday night and I badly misjudged the way the parking works. To be fair, where this car park is underneath the hotel we were staying at. Mm. We wanted the convenience. Also, no function to book online. So there was no like, hey, this is how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
You just have to drive up and have a go.
And you have a look at that board when you drive up and it's like you're ordering food at a drive-thru. There's like so many, there's this and then there's terms again.
It's ordering food at a drive-thru where if you order a hash brown before 10 p.m. it costs this much and if you order after 3 a.m. it's this much.
Mm. Well, that's why you got stung, didn't you?
Oh, mate, $108 for 19 hours.
That's bad. That makes me feel, I feel, it and I know better. You're a TA too.
Oh, so it feels better if you break it down onto an hourly rate. We paid like $5.70 an hour, which is actually not too bad, but for 19 hours.
That's nasty. Airport parking. Yeah. You know, too bad shock. This wasn't as big a surprise because I know that airport parking is crazy. I was in Sydney on the weekend just for the one day. I worked out 12 hours. It was $110.
Oh, see there you go. That's even less.
But that's airport more money, parking. Less, that's less expected. Hours.
Yeah. And how close to the terminal were you?
I honestly.
Did you drive up to the plane?
I basically
parked on the tarmac. Yeah, oh,
yeah. You know the bridge across from the car parking to the thing? Yeah. I was like the first car park.
Oh, Mr. Ling, welcome back.
Lingy's worked out that if you put little flags on the front of your car, they'll let you go right up
Diplomat
to the plane.
Ling.
Yeah. Yes, right out on that runway. Can I try and make you feel bad though?
Okay.
I didn't actually pay for my parking. Oh,
it's all right, I'll claim mine on tax.
Anyway, you want to? We were chatting about valet parking.
Well, yeah, just I paid $108 for 19 hours of parking in Melbourne CBD on the weekend.
Which was not valet. And we said, you should have got the valet because it would have been better. And then off air, we were discussing valet parking. And you said, no, shut up. Stop talking. Why?
Because you're hilarious when it comes to valet parking. Oh. Tell us what you do. I mean, it's not often that you would valet, but
no, but you know when you
so
go
often.
To a car, not valet, but you know when you go to sometimes car parks in Melbourne and they have to take your keys because they put so many cars in, they have to move them around.
They stack them all in
they
there
stack
pretty much,
them all,
yeah.
Which is so anxiety driven for me. Like I could, it's just, too much. But sometimes you're forced, okay? And so when I give my keys to people, I take my house keys off. Okay.
Why?
Because my parents always did that. Yeah. Like I assumed, what if they make a copy of your house? You got a really nice car, right?
Yeah.
Not that I have. I had a Ford Fairlane, whatever. But if you have a really nice car and they're like, oh, okay, got the number plate. My mate works at the dealership. I'll find out what address they're at. Now I've got a key to their house. Now I can steal it. Do you see? You see?
That's a pretty long bow.
I see why. I just want to walk over the other side of the studio and give you a cuddle right now. Just say, it'll be okay, Lauren. It'll be okay.
He'll give you a cuddle and he'll quietly take your key.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do this.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Because, of course, you are the purveyor of the protective sport vest known as Xena.
Yes, I'll get you to do the voiceovers, Tommy.
I'm doing that now.
Hey.
I'm doing
voiceovers. Can you afford
very
it, though, John?
I think we can. We'll do a bit of a deal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just bring me a beanie, goddammit. All right, so.
He's still back 4 years.
Sold out. We're sold
4 years
out.
4 years on. I'm serious.
All right, we're running out of time.
We are. Yes, best and fairest. How good were the Cats?
Cats were dominant. Brilliant performance.
So good.
They have now set themselves up. Prelim final. I think Chris Scott's ninth preliminary final. They're through to it, which is incredible.
Ridiculous record.
They will play the winner of Brisbane and GWS.
Ooh, tougher side of the draw, Cameron.
Yes, it is. It is. But the 3-2-1, the best and fairest has been getting closer and closer as we prep towards the end of the season.
And the ones battling played well too.
Oh, good.
Played really well. One to Jeremy Cameron.
That goal.
Unbelievable.
Was insane.
Mm. Yes, two to Max Holmes.
Maxie.
Back in the votes. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And three to Patrick Dangerfield.
Wowee.
Who the leader stood up when needed.
He was good, wasn't
His
he?
His handball release to score. Oh. Brilliant. I never thought I'd say a handball was good, but it was better than his kicking anyway.
they were brilliant right across the board.
We're getting to the pointy end of the season, so we know Jez is up there. We know Max is up there, but we're not going to reveal what's going on with the leaderboard.
No, that's right.
Until the Cat season ends and we find
Tommy
out.
Tommy Stewart needs to play.
He'll be back.
Will he, do you think? He'll be back. Well, he's got 2 weeks, but he'd get himself sorted.
And the W girls drew again. Unbelievable. Yep. What a start.
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic.
Heartbreak loss, now a draw. So they're on their way to a W next week.
They'll get there, yep. All right, Jono, always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.